This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How should we feel about protests? And people say that there's a lot of free mixing going on in protests. So should we prioritize the power of protests over the issue of free mixing at the protest? And then we have also a question in Arabic. I'm just going to put it in here. Is that this is not a question. This is a statement of fact. He says, the solution is not in protests. The solution is not in Facebook posts. The solution is not in writing to anybody. The solution is in returning to the religion. So this isn't a question, it's a statement of fact, and he's already answering that there is no faida in protests, that we should go back to the religion, and that is the solution. So I'm going to respond to this. As for the claim that the second one I'll do first, the solution is going back to the religion. The religion teaches us to tie our camel and put our trust in Allah together. The seerah teaches us that the Prophet ﷺ never just prayed tahajjud for a solution. He never just raised his hands and expected a miracle. Even when a miracle happened, that was from Allah Azza wa Jal. He tried his best to do something. This is the entirety of the seerah. So anybody who says the solution is to turn back to the religion, I say, yes, you're right. But the religion teaches us that Allah wants us to put in the effort along with putting our trust in Him. And putting in the effort and using tactics and figuring out the best mechanisms changes from time to place to culture to era to circumstance to situation. And in the current world that we live in and the country that we find ourselves in, the tactics that are used are to lobby our politicians, to influence the people around us, to show the world that we care. And anybody who says that this is ineffective has not learned from history. What is the civil rights movement? Except mass protests for years. That's exactly what this country did. When a large group of people were treated as second-class citizens, they went to the streets, they protested, they were shot at, dogs were sent upon them, water hoses, you've all seen the videos. People walked into restaurants where they weren't allowed to walk into, and others made fun of them, threw food on them. The governors of states said, we're going to call the police if you dare come. But they still went to school, and they won in the end of the day. So anybody who says protests don't work, history proves them wrong. Now, my own analysis, Allahu A'lam, without a doubt, the most important thing we need to do is spiritual. This is what I've said from the beginning. Without a doubt, our iman, our taqwa, our du'as are number one. This is my philosophy, this is my understanding of my religion. But number two, after that, and it's not an either or, it is together. After that, we must do everything we can in our power. And this is a long-term battle, not a short-term. Don't expect that after one protest, the polls are going to change. No, this is very short-term thinking. It's going to take years, maybe even decades. But this is the reality of the world we find ourselves in. And wallahi, I hear your pain that protests are not the most effective. I understand the sarcasm. Oh, while they're dying, you're going to hold a plaque in front of the White House. Wallahi, I understand your sarcasm. But I'm going to push it back at you. What solution do you have? What's your alternative? And don't quote me grandiose schemes of whatever you... Give me practical alternatives. What can we do in this country? And I say, it's not the most effective, but it is one of the only weapons we have in our arsenal. It really is. And in the long run, you know, again, the civil rights movement, the iconic time was when? Was when they protested in front of the Capitol. When they marched on. Martin Luther's iconic speech was given where? In Washington, D.C. The I Have a Dream speech was given to a million plus people, right? That moment, it took years from that moment for change to occur. But that moment was necessary. and it stirred the conscience of a people, and it allowed millions of other Americans to see the reality, to hear a perspective they don't really hear. So, yes, I hear you that protests are not the most effective or the most noble things, but we don't have an alternative. And therefore, I would definitely support, and if need be, I would call for one. I'm not in a position to do so, but I have no problems helping and supporting and saying we should do it. Now, as for the notion of some minor issues happening, such as this term free mixing, which we need to unpack in a longer fiqh class or whatnot, but subhanAllah, I mean, you go and you monitor your own decency. You go and you fear Allah as much as you can. For you to negate the efficiency of an entire campaign because of some minor issues happening, I think you are losing the forest for the trees, as the saying goes. And I think that you're not being wise in this regard. Yes, there's going to be some haram take place there. Some people will come that we don't agree with as well. We're going to have people that have lifestyles different than our own that are going to show up. But you know what? The cause is halal. And if something happens on the grounds that is not fully there, we're not going to stop the cause because of things we cannot control. So I think the bigger picture is that protests are one of the most effective mechanisms in this country to get the news attention, to get media, to have our speeches aired on CNN and C-SPAN and BBC, to allow millions of Americans to realize, hey, hold on a sec, there's another perspective I don't know about. Let me do my research, let me do my homework. So I am an advocate, even though I do believe it is not the number one, but it is the number two and number three. And I also am skeptical of the immediate efficiency, but the long-term efficiency, it is the only thing we can do. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا ربي تعود إلى رضا ربي.